The former Sinn Féin leader, Gerry Adams, has told the High Court he was not the senior officer of the IRA's Belfast Brigade referred to in documents related to meetings with the British government in 1972. He also denied that he was representing the IRA during those meetings and would not speculate on who was in or leading the IRA in West Belfast in 1972 or at any other time. Mr. Adams made his remarks during the second day of his cross-examination in a defamation action he's taking against the BBC. Vivian Traynor, our courts reporter, joins us. Vivian, Mr. Adams was asked a number of times and in a number of different ways about his knowledge of or involvement with the IRA leadership. What did he say?
Yeah, this is his second day of cross-examination by senior counsel Paul Gallagher, who was representing the BBC. He was asked today if he knew who was in charge of the West Belfast Brigade of the IRA in 1972, and repeatedly his answer to that question was that he's not going to speculate about who was in or leading the IRA at that time or at any other time. And Mr. Gallagher asked if he knew anyone who was in the IRA at any stage. At one stage he replied to that, "The IRA have gone," and Paul Gallagher again asked him if at that time he knew anyone involved in the IRA, and again Mr. Adams replied that he wasn't going to speculate. And at that stage, Paul Gallagher said to Mr. Adams he wasn't asking him to speculate. And Gerry Adams said, "Well, that's the answer I'm giving you." He also denied that he was the senior IRA officer released from internment to take part in talks aiming at securing an IRA ceasefire. Mr. Gallagher referred to a book that had been written by the IRA, and in that book it referred to a condition which had been laid down by the IRA at that time, that a senior officer be released from internment to take part in that talks. That was a precondition. And Mr. Adams said there may have been a reference to a senior officer, but he said that was not me. But then he was asked, "Well, was any other senior officer released from internment around that time?" And again, Mr. Adams said he was not prepared to speculate about the status of IRA volunteers, released or otherwise. Paul Gallagher said, "I'm asking you one final time if you knew of any other senior officer released at that time." And Mr. Adams replied, "I've given my answer." So then Paul Gallagher asked if he could take it then that he wasn't aware. Gerry Adams replied, "No, you can't take it at all. I'm saying I'm not prepared to speculate."
The jury, Vivian, also watched a number of excerpts from TV and radio programmes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, they were shown a number of TV programmes, documentaries and radio interviews. It was described as a montage of excerpts. And before they watched it, the judge said to them that he'd have to give them a health warning about this, and he would expand on that at a later stage. But he said that these, while they were being presented to them in the court, these were not excerpts of TV programmes to prove the truth or otherwise of any allegation. He said they're only concerned with the reputation of Gerry Adams, because this is, after all, a defamation action. But he said that they were being presented to them to describe the reputation that he may or may not have enjoyed at any particular time, not a reputation that he should have had. So he said that he will instruct them further on how they are to treat any evidence like that being brought into the case. But afterwards, Gerry Adams was asked about remarks made, which were included in that montage, about a press conference following the murder of an alleged IRA informer. Now, he denied that his remarks at a press conference were to be seen as a warning or a threat to people. He said, in fact, he had at that press conference appealed to anyone who was caught in the trap of being an informer, either through blackmail or coercion or other means, to come forward, as the IRA had decided to hold an amnesty at that time for informers. Now, he was asked by Mr. Gallagher who had the power to decide that someone was an informer or could be sentenced to death. And again, Gerry Adams replied, he said, presumably those who killed them. But he said it was not for him to speculate on what that procedure was. And Paul Gallagher said he was asking him again why, as a representative of the people, as he said he was, why didn't he inquire what the process was? Gerry Adams replied, "I've already answered that." He was asked if he was aware of the rules around informers and how they should be treated. Again, Mr. Adams replied, "I've already answered that."
Vivian, thank you very much. Our courts reporter, Vivian Traynor.